That's 7.5 million gallons of sewer water sloshing through pumps at JEA's wastewater facility in Mandarin. This one facility serves 70,000 customers, and soon even more homes will be connected to this system instead of septic. JEA and the city will be footing the bill for homeowners to ditch the tanks. Officials argue fewer septic tanks mean less waste-related pollutants leaching into the St. John's River and other water. But not everyone agrees the tanks are as big of a problem.
Not quite sure that everyone making decisions is really looking at true identity of sources.
That's the Florida On-Site Wastewater Association's Roxanne Groover. Her group's members are septic tank workers. She says some of the $30 million JEA and the city are investing could be used to upgrade tanks instead of just flushing them.
We have to look at a marriage of all the technologies that are out there.
She says filters could be added to older tanks, for example. In 2014, the state found 135 Duval County water bodies were polluted with fecal bacteria. Florida Atlantic University professor Brian LaPointe says septic tanks are a main culprit.
There's been a lot of research on septic tanks over the past 10 or 20 years that has really shown how much more of a problem this is than we used to think.
LaPointe is working with the Florida Chamber of Commerce on a new education campaign to help eliminate septic tanks statewide. He says decades of research in recent fish kills in the Indian River Lagoon prove they're not environmentally friendly. He says septic tanks are the second leading cause of nitrogen pollution in Florida surface waters. The first? Fertilizer, used on farms and lawns. That's why Earth Justice attorney David Guest says environmentalists shouldn't focus too much energy on septic tanks when agriculture retains such a powerful influence on policymakers.
In agriculture, you have had much more intensive agricultural cultivation with dramatically larger amounts of fertilizer, chemical fertilizer, putting down on the operations.
For now, Jacksonville aims to get rid of septic tanks in the most vulnerable areas over 5 years. The plan will take off this October. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.